The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah says that Rav Shimon holds Torah Shliyagiyas Manam Moyelim Behem, B'nayoynash Avers Manam Loy Nenam Loy Moyelim, the Torah that are not yet ready for Hakrava, that they're not the right age and their bodies are not ready for Hakrava. The halacha is that you are moyel if you are over meila and you have to bring a carbon meila. The chacham hold not like that. The chacham in the Mishnah before said tayrim shle yigiz manum neyoynosh over zmanum leinanum leimoyelam. That there's no meila. And the Gemara says bishul Reb Shimon kediktani taima. Bishul Reb Shimon is like he says. Reb Shimon says kol roi lachaz man biktisha b'seichz man noyareu bloy sasa vein bekaris el rabbanon. But according to rabbanon, ma'ishno mechusas man. Why should Torah Shaligiyas Manon be different than Mechusar's Man? In other words, the Gemara is asking, just like Mechusar's Man has Me'ila, so too Torah Shaligiyas Manon should also have Me'ila. Now, when it comes to Mechusar's Man, there's two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Bechairis that brings down that there's an argument between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon about whether or not Mechusar's man is nichnas l'dir l'saser. Whether or not, when it comes to ma'aser behema, you take an animal which is mechusar's man, which is less than 8 days old, can you bring that animal into a deer to be counted as one of the 10 for ma'aser? So it's machlokes din Rav Shimon and Rabbanon. Rav Shimon says that mechusar's man is nichnas l'dir l'saser. V'arein k'bechor, it's like bechor. Ma bechor kadosh l'fnei zmanoi v'korav l'achas manoi. Just like bechor, it could be kadosh l'fnei zmanoi. Even though it's not ready to be karev because it's less than 8 days old, nevertheless, it could have kedusha. So to meiser could have kedusha before the 8th day. And the Gemara asks, "Vad the yolof mebuchar? If you're learning out of buchar, leilof mikachim, learn out instead from kachim." So the Gemara goes through a whole discussion of whether or not it's more mistaber to learn meiser out of buchar or kachim. The Gemara mebuchar seems to say that kachim are certainly not kadosh lefnei zmanah. You cannot be makdish kachim before the 8th day. And there's a machlokes between two Taisis and how to understand this Gemara. Taisis over there in Bechairis asks that it says in Tmura, in Perek Eilu Kachim Daf Yates, that the Gemara asks the Kashan Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that if you have a sheep that's 1 year old, that's less than 1 year old, and you want to be Makdashim for an Asham, which needs that the sheep should be 2 years old, the halacha is, says Reb Shimon, that it's not Kaddish Kedusha Sagof. It's only Kaddish Kedusha Daman. And the Gemara asks Rav Shimon, why does Rav Shimon say that it's only Kaddish Kedushas Damim if you makdish it before it's ready? It should be like Mechusar's Man. Just like Rav Shimon holds by Mechusar's Man that it's Kaddish, so too, by the halacha should be that Asham ben Shana, it's supposed to be ben Shtayim, and Kedushay ben Shana should also be Kaddish Kedushas Aguf. So Taisus asks over here that Gemara is being soister the Gemara in Bechairis, because that Gemara seems to say that Kedusha is Chal by all Kadshim even before the 8th day, because the Gemara is saying that Mechusar's Man should be a Raya to Asham ben Shana. So Taisus says that the Gemara over there is referring only to Meiser Behema. And when it comes to other Kadshim, indeed the halacha is that Kedusha is not Chal, just like Reb Shimon holds by Asham. Taisus and Bechairis argues. Taisus asks the same question over there. He asks the theory between the Gemara, Taisus and Tmura. He asks the theory between the Gemara and Bechairis that says that all Kachim are not Kaddish before the Zman, and the Gemara and Tmura which seems to say that they are Kaddish. So Taisus answers no, that when the Gemara in Bechairis says that they're not Kaddish before the Zman, it doesn't mean that Kedusha is not Chal. What it means is that l'chatchilo aser la'akdisha. Not only l'chatchilo aser la'akdisha in Mechusar's Man. Miyum avar v'hikdash kaddish. Di'alfina le'lem b'b'chor. So Taisa says that when the Gemara in Bechairis says that it's aser to that kachim are not kaddish in Mechusar's Man, and they're different from Bechair and Meisir, it just means that l'chatchilo you cannot be makdishit, but b'di'evit if you are makdishit, the kedusha is chal. Now, according to Taisus and Bechairis, who says that Kedusha is never Chal on Mechusar's Man, and the only exception to that is Bechair and Meiser, Bechair, it's very hard to understand our Gemara. Our Gemara says that the reason that the Gemara asks a Kasha on the Rabbanon. The Gemara asks that how could it be that the Rabbanon hold that you're not Moyel in Torah Shaligiyas Man? Why should it be different than Mechusar's Man? Bechair, according to Taisus and Bechairis, Mechusar's Man itself is not Kaddish. Because the man itself is not kadosh before this man. Elamai, you'll tell me like the Tyson Tamura. Well, anyways, we'll have to answer the Tyson Bechayrus. But even like the Tyson Tamura, the question is, how does the Gemara know that Kachim are Kaddish Mechusar's man? Who told the Gemara that? How does the Gemara know that there's such a thing? The Gemara is asking as though it's Pasha that Kachim are Kaddish Mechusar's man. Well, Rabbanon don't seem to say that, and Rav Shimon also doesn't necessarily seem to say that. It's just that Tyson and Tamura was Mechadish, that it is like that. But how does the Gemara ask Kasha from that? So I think the Teretz might be as follows, that the Gemara over here is understanding that even if all Kachim are not Kaddish B'Mechusar Zman, it's not because there's a rule that you can't be Kaddish when you're not ready for Akrava. The reason for that is because it's Gzeiras HaKasav. The Teretz says, M'yayim HaShmini Yivali Yiratza L'Karv Nisha L'Hashem. The Gemara darshins, Laila L'Kedusha V'yayim L'Aretzah. That Oya Shivas Yom Tachasimai, that for 7 days the baby has to stay with his mother, and then M'yayim HaShmini Yivali, it sounds like, on the eighth day after dawn, that's when Yiratzel Karban Ishal Hashem, that's when you can bring it as a carbon. So Gemara asks the Stira why in the beginning of the Pasuk it says 7 days, and the end of the Pasuk it says only on the eighth day, meaning excluding the night. So the Gemara says that Laila L'Kedusha, at night you can already start being Makdash the carbon, and Yoyim Laretzah, the day is when you can bring it as a carbon in the base of Mikdash. So the Gemara is dashing from a Pasuk that you cannot be Makdash Kachim in Mekosar's man. So, according to Tyson Tamura, this means that it's aser to makdish kachim when they're mechuzar's man. But if you do it by the evet, it is chal. However, according to Tyson Bechayrus, this means that the kedusha is not chal. But one can argue that even according to Tyson Bechayrus, it's only because of Xeris Akasov. It's not that minas svara kedusha is impossible to be chal mechuzar's man. What the Gemara over there in Bechayrus means is that since there's Xeris Akasov, that by kachim, kedusha is not chal when it's mechuzar's man. So now our Gemara, you can understand as follows. If the Mishnah is teaching us that loinenim v'loin bayalim, that you cannot have anah from Torah Shalei Giz Manam, if you're makdash them, that means automatically a Kedusha is chal. If Kedusha is chal, so why shouldn't you have meal in it? Just like Bechor, since Kedusha is chal, when it's Mechus Zman, and if a person is nana from the Bechor, he's mayal, so too, oifis, that seemingly, according to our Gemara, the Gemara seems to be saying that loinenim, if loinenim, it must be because kedusha is chal. If kedusha is chal, it must be because we're not learning it out of the pasuk of miyayim hashini v'hal yeiratza, that kedusha could only be chal after the end of the 7 days. Why? Because the pasuk is talking about shayir kasevayes. It's not talking about oifis. It's not talking about birds. Birds have a different din. Why don't you learn out from other karbanas? Because like we said before, it's not a svara, it's just a xeris akasov by karbanas. And to the contrary, be'etzem we learn out of Bechor that kedusha is always chal. But there's a xeris akasov by all kachim that wherever the Torah excludes and says that kedusha cannot be chal, that kedusha is not chal. But oifis which are not included in that xeris akasov, kedusha would be chal and you would be moil. So when our Gemara asks, Leil of Mechusar Zman, the Gemara means, let's learn out of Mechusar Zman where we know that kedusha is chal, for example, Bechor. And over there the halacha is, then avada you're moil, because the kedusha that's chal when it's born is the regular kedusha. So too by oifis, since the Mishnah teaches us already that the kedusha is chal, the halacha should be that if a person is moil, you have to bring a carbon meila. And really, you're forced to say this teretz, because even according to Taisis and Bechairis, you can't say that that once the Torah teaches us that kedusha is not chal by mechusar zman, by animals, that should be a general rule that we should learn to all over, and the only exception would be Bechair, where kedusha is chal on its own, without hakdosha. In other words, one could have argued that what we're saying here is not mstaber. Once the Torah teaches us that kedusha is not chal until the eighth day, then that should be a general rule that the Torah is teaching us, that as long as the carbon is not roi for artzah, the kedusha should not be chal. But that can't be, because then according to Taisa and Bechairis, the Gemara and Temura is very shver. We said before that the Gemara and Temura asked on Rav Shimon that just like kedusha is chal b'mechusar zman, before the animal is 8 days old, so too, if you're makdish asham when it's ben shana, the kedusha should be chal on the asham, and kedusha is ha'gof, not just kedusha is damim. Now, according to Taisus and Bechayr, that kasha is very, very, very strange, because Because we just got finished saying, and Taisin Bechayra says that the whole Gemara, the whole sheet of Rav Shimon and Bechayra, the Kedushas Chal and Mechuzras Man, is a halacha that applies exclusively to Meiser Behema. But other Kachim do not have Kedusha when it's Mechuzras Man. So if you learn that this halacha, that Kedusha is not Chal when it's Mechuzras Man, is a general halacha, a general rule, and the only time when we don't use that rule is when we have an exception, for example, Bechayra and Meiser according to Rav Shimon, then how could the Gemara now go ahead and say that Asham ben Shtayim, the Kedisha ben Shana, that Halacha should be, that Kedusha should be Chal according to Rav Shimon, just like Meiser? Why would Asham be more comparable to Meiser than it would be to Asham itself, where the Halacha is, that it has the same Halacha as all other Kachim, and it's not Kaddish before it's 8 days old? So just like Asham is not Kaddish before it's 8 days old, and we're saying that the way to understand that would be that there's a general rule that if you can't be Makrivit, you can't be Makdashit. If so, then the Asham ben Shtayim, the Kedisha ben Shana should have the same halacha. That if it's 1 year old, it's not ready for Hakrava, because the person has to bring an Asham which is 2 years old, so he doesn't have any Asham that he has to bring, which could be 1 year old, so halacha should be. It should be impossible for him to makdash it. So from that Gemara itself, you see, according to Taisa and Bechayris, that to the contrary, it's not, Bechayr and Meiser are not an exception. Bechayr and Meiser are the rule. That generally you could be makdash it even when it's not ready. And there's an exception, all kachim before they reach the night of the eighth day, it will be impossible to be makdash that because of a special gzeres akosov. So now our Gemara is asking a very good question. Oifas, which are not included in that gzeres akosov, because that pasuk is talking about animals, oifas should certainly have kedusha just like Bechor and Meiser, because like we're saying, Bechor and Meiser, according to Rav Shimon, that is the rule, and everything else, all animals, all other kachim of animals are the exceptions to the rule.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.